Today, your guest host, Karen Benton, is here. Karen is a mother, nurse practitioner, certified body talk practitioner, Franklin Method instructor, and owner of Limitless Living LLC. Joyful, abundant, and bursting with energy. Here is your guest host, Karen Benton.
Karen, and welcome to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. I am so honored to be a regular host for Colette's show that she created every third Wednesday of the month. The cutting-edge information and experiences we explore in these shows is intended to enliven within each listener their own capacity to create and experience transformation. Podcasts are available for every show at thetruthisfunny.com, transformationtalkradio.com, and for the shows that I host every third Wednesday of the month, you can also find the podcast at karenbenton.com. Repeated listening to the podcast has been reported to be a powerful gateway to change. We invite you to call in live with comments, questions, or shares, 1-800-930-2819. Together, we can transform life's conflicts and challenges into possibilities and potentials with ease and fun. I am thrilled to have back for a second time on the show, Dr. Laura Stuve. She is an incredibly science-based background. She received her PhD at UCSF in biochemistry and then did a postdoctoral fellowship at Stanford working on the Human Genome Project. She spent 26 years in basic research in human molecular genetics in academia and the biotech industry before shifting her focus full-time to mind-body medicine. And for the past 13, probably 14 years by now, Dr. Stuve has been in clinical practice integrating her molecular genetics background with a multidisciplinary approach, intuitive approach. So last time we had this amazing human on our show, we were focusing on the microbiome, which was incredibly intriguing and exciting, particularly in the fall time that we're looking at. So we're going to talk a little bit about that, just kind of give a little summary about, you know, all the things that inspired Dr. Stuve. And then also she has some exciting things to announce about new areas of exploration, new programs, new teaching, new courses. Dr. Stuve, thank you so much for being on the show and welcome.
Thank you so much, Karen. I'm very excited to be here today. It's really a wonderful experience to be able to share my excitement for mind-body medicine with the listeners.
Yeah, it's such a unique combination to have, you know, someone who's been on the Human Genome Project, which was, you know, of course, this great, exciting time in history when we thought we were going to figure it all out and have all the answers from a science-based physical understanding of how the body mind works. And then you found your way into really exploring and dedicating your life to mind body medicine. So if you would possibly, you know, even in brief, give the audience just a little bit of an understanding of, you know, what led you to there? How did you get right here, right now in front of me sharing this incredible interest in the non-physical world?
So that's an excellent question. In my time as, you know, a research scientist, both in academia and in the biotechnology industry, I was interested at a basic science level of what goes awry in our bodies when we get sick, when we go into a state of disease or chronic disease. And around the time of the Human Genome Project, the story was thought to be, as you just said, if we find all the genes, the blueprint of life, we'll have all the answers. And then we got that blueprint and we realized, oh, well, we could have all the genes and the genes involved in disease, but really most of the story of health versus disease versus kind of vibrant well-being is not in the genes, but it's how the genes interact with our lifestyle. So it's the gene, it's what how your diet and your stresses and your traumas and the toxins you're exposed to impact your genetic potential for health. And that whole field is now called epigenetics, of course. And that was always my interest. And I realized the answer at that time was not in science. It was in alternative medicine. And so I started looking for modalities that bridged this connection. And it really, you have to bring in the influence of the mind here, our belief systems, our emotions, our traumas, our stresses on health. So you have to connect that whole sphere to its impact in the body. And epigenetics is that connection. And so that is, that has always been my fascination, but it was no longer really accessible in science. I had to seek it elsewhere.
Yeah, it feels like your knowledge creates this incredible framework that can be utilized to sort of allay any of the mind's idea that this is woo-woo, you know, that we're always sort of, even the word alternative medicine, I tend to not use it because so many people have these unconscious connotations of it being, you know, somehow less than valuable and sort of, you know, this like skirting around that to get people to understand that we're just, it's actually what the science has shown us is that it's not just limited to the physical, right? It's so far beyond that. Now, I do have an interesting question for you that I think that is a little bit beyond what was in our outline. But what I understand you're saying to me is that it's, you know, a lot of us want to say, well, it's the environment, that the environment is doing this to me. But what I hear you saying is it's not just the environment, it's our mind and how our mind is seeing that environment, right? Like, because I mean, I think there's a lot of fear, right, around chemicals and pesticides. And you know, absolutely, it's great that we're asking questions about what these things are doing to our body. But could you address that it's even, well, what your thoughts are on that?
So this whole area of the influence of our minds and particularly our belief systems on our health is an area that I've recently really dove into the academics and the science behind that. And it's a whole new field really coming out of Yale and Stanford of mindset science and really looking at how our belief systems, our mindset around stress, our mindset around aging, our mindset around kind of whether we can grow and change or whether we're fixed, influences our success and our health and how long we live. And the great thing about our belief systems and our views, our mental perspective, is that we can change them. But I've really been fascinated about this link between belief systems and mindset and actual biochemistry, physiology, functional changes in the body. And there's a lot of really good, solid science from top academics in this area. So, yes.
Yeah. So it really, there's this thinking, I think, that we have that we think we're separate from our environment, which I think leads to the fear, right? That the environment's doing it to us. But what I hear you saying is our mindset, we can't separate the two, right? They're inextricably connected. And two, we have this incredible potential, sounds like, within our own mindset to change and alter that relationship to create incredible changes in the body mind. I would even go so far to say health. Yeah,
absolutely. So we can't really always change our external environment, but we can always change our response to it. And so instead of feeling threatened by it, for example, if we just shift to feeling, well, this is really hard, it's challenging, but I'm going to figure out a way to cope. That simple shift takes us out of really the classic fight or flight stress response to what's going on into a productive stress mode that takes us into peak performance and doesn't have the stress adversity of the normal stress response. So
I love that term, peak performance, right? Like,
yes,
there is so much, about the stress response and our opportunity to change that, which I think then leads us, you know, sort of into, tell us what, you know, in all this research that you've been doing and diving in even further into the mindset, you've created an incredible course that you are, you've been sharing with the world already. Tell us, share with us, what is our opportunity to change?
So right now I am very excited and very passionate about my endeavors for the past year with my colleague, Dr. Janet Galipo, who's a doctor of Oriental medicine and a mind-body medicine instructor and practitioner. And we have worked to develop a, you know, really to merge our backgrounds. Mine is in the latest cutting edge, what I call 21st century science. And the other, her, Janet's background is in classical Chinese medicine. So in this new course, we integrate our two disciplines in a course we call Body Intuitive.
That's exciting. So it's a, that's the East meets the West part, right?
Yes, that's, exactly.
Well, you know, as always, the exciting discussions for me go so very, very fast, but it is time for us to take a break. And when we come back, we're certainly going to explore a little bit more, a lot more about this exciting course, about the East meeting the West, what brought the two of you to develop this course, who it's targeting, how it's designed to change healthcare, and how we can all tap into this opportunity. So you are listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. My guest today is Dr. Laura Stuve. And when we return, if you feel drawn to call in, 1-800-930-2819, we would love to take your calls and interact with anyone who is excited to explore with us. And we'll be right back.
I'm Laura Meeks, and the most common problem that my clients face is all work and no play. This is why I created Fly High Living. I help you develop a balanced life plan and guide you to a place where you love to wake up in the morning.
Call 888-666-1570 or go to flyhighliving.com to sign up for the 4-week Flight Plan for Life course.
Are you done being afraid to jump into the life that's waiting for you? Are you ready for a real shift? I invite you to tune in every Tuesday with me, Tracy L, on the Tracy L Clark Show, where we will teach you how to live your extraordinary life. At 8 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio, where I will provide the tools and the steps needed to help you transcend perceived limitations and move forward with an extraordinary life. For more information, visit me at TracyLClark.com.
Join us, Tina and Laura, on the Ghost Helper Show, where the paranormal is more normal than you think. We break down the doors of the scary and the airy fairy in a logical, scientific approach. As psychics who once led ordinary lives until paranormal events reshaped our world, join us every Thursday at 10 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com and Facebook Live. We prove that the paranormal is more normal than most people think.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. I am so thrilled to be talking to all of you. We have got talk radio for all of us. Are you ready and willing and able to accept all of the abundance you can muster up in your life? Yes! Check us out at drpatshow.com, transformationtalkradio.com, transformationradio.fm. Oh my goodness.
Is traditional medicine not working for you? Do you still feel as if your health isn't 100%? Here at the Holistic Medical Center, Dr. Nushin Darvish and the qualified staff look through the dimensions of wellness and start a healing plan prioritized to your needs. Our physicians assess the whole you until complete health is achieved. Get the help you need by visiting drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Do you sometimes feel overwhelmed by your mind? Powerless when it seems to spin in worry circles or bombard you with self-critical thoughts? Do you want to learn how to master your mind and feel more in control of your life? Listen to Dr. Friedman's Empowerment Radio. Shift from confusion to clarity, self-doubt to confidence, and from anxiety to peace and balance. Dr. Friedman and his many guest experts share the insights and tools you want to live with greater ease, joy, and purpose. Tune in to Empowerment Radio every first and third Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific Time.
We are back on The Truth is Funny. I'm Karen Benton, and I am the host for Colette every third Wednesday of the month. My guest today is Dr. Laura Stuve. And you know what? Before we continue any further, Dr. Stuve, would you please share your contact information with the audience, just in case they have to go or anything? They'll always be able to contact you for more information.
Absolutely, Karen. So my contact information is Laura at DNAIntuitive.com.
Okay, great. So, and is there a website that they could?
And really, if you want to check out the exciting course and training that I'm going to be talking about today, that is Body Intuitive. And so you can find us at www.bodyintuitive.org.
Perfect. I think that's great. Okay, fabulous. So we were just starting to sort of open the door on your baby, I would like to call it, and exploring the basic philosophy that brought it to birth, which is merging east with west. So do give us the details. Where did the ideas emerge from? Where is your, you know, desire to work together?
Yep. So Janet and I have been colleagues and worked together on projects in the past. We're both instructors of Body Talk, which is a powerful mind-body medicine. And so we have, you know, met in various classes. And then in about 2007, 2009 time period, we worked together on the first formal clinical research study for Body Talk for chronic pain. That study is now published in the Journal of Pain Management. And so our whole focus really together and separately has been to get this amazing work out to the world. Yeah. More practitioners need to be using these techniques, this approach, this system, and more people with various types of health issues and chronic disease need to benefit from the things that the system do. So really the motivation.
I'm so with you, and I love, it's so exciting.
Yeah, it's really to expand the reach. I mean, Body Talk is an amazing system, but it's remained small. Mm-hmm. And so some of our focus in Body Intuitive, my focus as a scientist was to bring more scientific basis to bridge into integrative medical professionals that are already using some, that are open-minded, that are using some alternative approaches. This is really what they need.
Yeah, fabulous. I'm a nurse practitioner myself, so I've been sort of dabbling with how to do that myself. So this is an exciting opportunity, and just with the focus of being, you know, for expansion for humanity as a goal, is that's truly based in science. And now we really have the science to support it, as you were saying. So do tell us more.
Okay. So Body Intuitive really was designed for healthcare practitioners to fill in their gaps. So we feel that most healthcare practitioners are working with a toolkit that is half full. So they really don't have everything they need to address the issues that their patients come in with. Some have a lot of science, but they don't have a way to leverage their intuition. Even Western practitioners, medical doctors, usually are not working with the latest science. They're not able to incorporate the profound changes that have come in with the Human Microbiome Project, with our understanding of epigenetics, with the understanding of how the mind and belief systems and stresses impact our health, that they're just not able to leverage the latest science, whereas this system is. So this system has more science in it than your any medical doctor is using, in my mind, more of the latest science. And then the other brilliance to this system is it's not just the latest science, it's not just the science update, but practitioners of classical Chinese medicine have had amazing ways to look at the energy aspect of the body and balance, you know, qi flow and resolve health issues for millennia. We're now using a very distilled version of that and plugging that into the science. So it's really, you know, Janet's, you know, 30 plus years of clinical experience in classical Chinese medicine, a much more complete system of Chinese medicine than TCM or traditional Chinese medicine. It includes her background in Japanese acupuncture. We're bringing that in with my science, and really the results that she and I individually are seeing in our clinics have jumped up, you know, a quantum level by merging our respective training in this new system. So I see different results. She sees different results by this east-west bridge.
Mm. Is it using the same structure as Body Talk? You know, the whole sort of muscle checking or biofeedback technique?
Yeah, so the system is really a streamlined and upgraded Body Talk platform. So the basic using neuromuscular biofeedback and a map of the mind and the body together with navigation tools to move around that map, we share with the Body Talk system. It is streamlined in that it's less complicated, but it has the advanced levels of Body Talk folded into the update. So people who are trained and certified in Body Talk have said it's like a super powered Body Talk, which is my experience of that as well.
But yet you're also reaching general healthcare practitioners that are not trained in Body Talk, right? You don't have to have any Body Talk training to take it.
The focus really for the course was to get out to any, you know, healthcare practitioner, chiropractors, acupuncturists, naturopaths, you know, nurses, integrative MDs, you know, physical therapists, psychologists, anyone from any healthcare background that wanted a complete system, but, you know, only has 3 days, doesn't have the capacity to take many, many different Body Talk courses to get that. So that was the niche that we were looking to really access with this training.
Mm-hmm. Now, but what if you're just a layperson, you know, just looking for your own internal expansion? Would it be for that type of a student as well?
So we've had people from all backgrounds take the class, including many lay people who don't have a background in healthcare, but were really interested in learning this. And from teaching Body Talk for 10 years, what I've been amazed at, everyone learns this so fast. It's so much easier to learn than Body Talk. I mean, people are doing more sophisticated work in the first practical session in the class than I see people doing after months learning Body Talk, because the language was updated. It really, it's easy to learn. It's fun, you know. So Janet and I also took all our experience in teaching people how to do this to make a new version that is the more accessible. Yeah. So anyone who's interested can join us.
Great. So you say it incorporates ideas about the microbiome, which is, I love that we we touched on that, you know, that was a lot of what our last show was about. So tell us what kind of information or experience is in there about the microbiome that can enhance how most people are approaching even something like a yeast infection or a cold or a flu or any type of an infection, right? That seems to be a really big issue in our world, is the use of antibiotics and these growing problems with bugs that are resistant to antibiotics, right? That seems to be a very growing issue in our healthcare system. How does this system approach?
The first thing that I want to bring in answer to that question is this system invites healthcare practitioners to reframe their view to match the science. So if you look at the whole universe of the influence of microbes in health, the pathogens are a little speck in that universe. And everyone has been focusing on that speck and missing the galaxies of the microbial.
I wish you could see her arms. They're spreading out wide saying you're missing the huge galaxy and focusing on the little speck. So everybody have that little image, focusing on the little speck and then spread your arms out wide and we're missing the galaxy, right? That's such a human. And we notice that even in our daily lives, right? When you focus on the tiny little thing and you miss everything else that's going, that could make it easier, right? Sorry to sort of interrupt, but at the same time, I think the audience needs the image of the impact of, you know, what you're speaking about.
Yeah. So I probably need to change it to a picture of universe, but everyone has a pathogen focus, and the data from the Human Microbiome Project basically show that most infections, respiratory infections, urinary tract infections, infections in the eye, imbalances in the gut, are really not pathogens. They are, commensals, so neutral and beneficial members of the microbiome community, the ecosystem within, that are agitated, that are acting out. So I call them frenemies, as if, you know, they were friends, they became enemies. That's a user-friendly term. But the scientific name for frenemies is pathobionts.
Oh, I like frenemies better.
I know. They're really symbionts, but they become pathogenic. And so you need to understand that you're working with agitated friends and not true enemies, because that's a distinction. You need to get the friends to play nicely instead of, you know.
Yeah, because at one time they did, right? And that there's something going
they
on.
They did.
That but is if you, initiating the fight, which is just like our life, right? We, you know, I get in an argument with someone because who knows, you didn't anticipate it to happen, but different factors that are in the environment and our life experience come in, boom, we get into a fight. And what we really need to do is explore ways to see each other from a new perspective.
Yes, we do. And many of the solutions from a Western perspective that have been going on really since the 40s with the antibiotics, then more recently antifungals, et cetera, those distort the microbiome so much in terms of the representation of species that every time you take the medication, it just creates more imbalance and makes it likely for the infections to reoccur. And when you approach things from the way of listening where the imbalances are physically in the gut, is it in this little turn of the small intestine or this area in the colon, and what is going on there, the transformations are very quick, no medications are needed, and it's very powerful.
So you're saying that there are different microbes in different inches within your own colon?
Yeah. So the amazing thing, if we consider let's just talk about the small intestine, which is about 22 feet long, and then the colon's about 5 or 6 feet long. Every centimeter or so about every half an inch, there's a gradient of microbes because there's a gradient of functionality. And so when I teach people to do this type of work, it's informed both by the science that I've read and my clinical experience. you really, what we call zoom in Body Intuitive, to a very tiny region in the gut where the imbalance is. And then, are there too many bacteria? Are there too many fungi? Are the bacteria agitated because something you ate 2 weeks ago that had a toxin in it? So that whole story will be in there, as well as the solution to correct it.
Now, I have a question that might be because I'm also a body talk practitioner. So tell me if it's too much. But my thought is, so how does the mind get involved with this, right? So we're not, you know, what you were saying is you're filling in the gaps with this system. And you mentioned our mindset being a big part. Could you pull these together a little bit for us, the microbiome and how the mindset could be influencing, you know, someone's microbiome to lead it to be off kilter, to then have it proliferate and give them symptoms?
So the microbiome, especially the gut microbiome, is a really interesting slice of our biology to look at this mindset issue with, because we've probably all heard of the gut-brain connection. So not only does our mind influence our microbiome, but our microbiome influences our mind. So how does the mind influence the microbiome? Well, our stress hormones actually make the microbiome, they change the levels of certain species. Certain species don't like the high levels of stress hormones. You create more frenemies. You agitate the friends when you are stressed. Mm-hmm. And then depending on the levels of different microbes in the gut, it really influences the levels of neurotransmitters and the health of your brain. So the clarity of your focus and thinking, your stress sensitivity is dependent, you know, so on the health of your gut microbiome. So I work a lot with tweaking the gut microbiome and the influence on, let's say, somebody's chronic anxiety.
So you're now we've even gone into how interrelated, right? This could be for someone who's having issues with bacteria or fungus, but now, whoa, what we're not used to thinking, right? This is not another doctor. This is not another office. This is all within the same type of course. These same sort of influences you're saying could be having an impact on anxiety. And I'm going to extrapolate and assume that must mean depression.
Absolutely.
Focusing ability. And what else?
So I'm gonna segue off that to talk about the core of the map of the mind body, the mind and the body that a body intuitive practitioner works with is called the communication triad. And it's based on the science of called psychoneuroimmunology, which is the integration of how our belief systems and our stresses and our emotions impact the functioning of our nervous system, our endocrine system, and our immune system. Okay. And the communicators in these systems, that is the hormones, the neurotransmitters, the neuropeptides, the cytokines, which are the immune hormones, all influence our emotional state, and they all talk to the gut microbiome. So you end up with these four systems: nervous, endocrine, immune, and the microbiome, and they together influence our emotional state, our sensitivity to stress, you know, our reactiveness, our depression, you know, how well we sleep. And so working with this central communication understanding as the lens that you look at health or disease in the body is incredibly powerful.
That really integrates it on a level that we're not used to thinking, right? I mean, if you're looking at it from a medical standpoint, we're used to separating out those pieces, which I always joke is one of the things that led me to become a nurse practitioner, because even in the ICU unit, I wanted to be the liaison that brought all the different specialties together, because I was like, nobody's looking at everything. Right? Has anybody, you know, and it can get lost in all the specialties. But what we're realizing now is you can't separate out what it sounds like, you know, that you're saying, you can't separate out any of these major parts of our experiences in life from being a factor that could have a dramatic influence. And it always comes down to what happened to the, you know, was it the chicken or the egg? And what it sounds like you're saying is it doesn't really matter. It's, now in Body Talk, we use the term priority, right? Because everybody has a lot of problems. How do you determine what needs to be addressed first?
So we use the same priority concept. We address things in the prioritized order that really the deep innate healing intelligence of the body, the innate wisdom, informs that priority. And we access it with our neuromuscular biofeedback.
So you're really addressing the unique nature of each person, right? Recognizing that even though they may both have a cold, the factors that have led to that cold for that person are going to be individual to that person's makeup, to that person's beliefs, to their ancestors, to their environment, all of that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Everyone's going to have a unique story, even if they all have the same diagnosis.
That's really exciting. And it goes right down to it. That's really amazing. So the three pillars, it sounds so doable, so clear and so strong, right? Like, because we kind of all function in that way, right? That we tend to have three or so major foundational principles that we operate from. And I love the idea that you've incorporated that as the principles that guide this system that you've created.
Yeah. So I want to just add one more piece there. So we've got these three integrated, the communication hub of the body, the brain telling through the nerves, informing and assessing what's going on in the body and the mind, the hormones being made by the endocrine glands, the immune cells that are everywhere looking for things to resolve. This integrated hub also allows us to powerfully reset people out of overwhelm and inflammation and stress. Mm-hmm. And each of these systems has several reset techniques that you can do in about a minute and easily plug into any healthcare practice or into your life. So we really recommend everyone take a minute to choose. We have seven resets in the Body Intuitive System. Two mm-hmm. came from Body Talk and five are new to Body Intuitive. Many of them are based on a trio of acupoints. So mm-hmm. there's three acupuncture points that reset the nervous system, mm-hmm. three that reset the immune system, and a different three that reset the endocrine system. And these resets are incredible in terms of, you know, I've seen.
I mean, even just think a healthcare practitioner, you know, once a client is in overwhelm or overload, right, the exchange is going to be relatively limited. And so to have access, I don't care what kind of practitioner you are, if you're a physical therapist, if you're an exercise yoga instructor, you know, such a thing could be really, really powerful for everyone to have access to something that can utilize science-based points in the body that naturally reset it. Is that an accurate description of what you just described to me?
Exactly. So the points are going to come from two different perspectives. There are resets that are based on the latest science. There's a very powerful anti-inflammatory reset. There's a detox reset. And then there's resets of these three systems that are based on this classical Chinese medicine.
So could lay people use like an anti-inflammatory one regularly on themselves to?
Absolutely. Absolutely. So anyone can use them. So I teach them to my clients, you know, that they're very easy to learn, you know, and they take a minute to do. So
fabulous. Well, you know, we are getting ready to go for another break, but I think what we can sort of tease the audience with is Dr. Stuve loves to do group sessions. And so I think when we come back, you know, feel free to call in if you have any suggestions, but we'll come up with perhaps we are in the fall flu season type of time, that perhaps Dr. Stuve could do a short little session, group session for the audience at large that we can share out to address, you know, even just the concept of the flu, right? For the community at large, to strengthen our collective interaction with the idea and however else Dr. Stuve feels drawn to define it. So you are listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. And we will be right back with a session with from Dr. Stuve. And if you have any questions, let us know.
Thank you.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone, guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
Have you ever wondered how you might feel differently if the books were full of her instead of him? What if your history lesson was filled with powerful women leaders and rulers? As a woman, would you feel more empowered? As a man, would you see women differently? I'm Megan Edge. I'd love for you to join me on my radio show, Playing on the Edge, Radical Change with Ease, with my co-host, Dr. Pat, on Transformation Talk Radio. I hope to see you there.
Coming to you live on TransformationTalkRadio.com is the Brilliance Ultimatum, Time's Up with Claudette Rowley. Powerful conversations, practical innovations, and transformative solutions as Claudette and her guests delve into the possibilities and what she calls reality resistance. Join the cultural revolution and annihilate obstacles. Check it out at culturalbrilliance.com.
We remember a time when you could simply form a thought and it would manifest. The harmony was forgotten, but it is returning now. The Power of Inspiration and Awakening Radio with Julia Griffin on TransformationTalkRadio.com each second and fourth Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific will take you on adventures through the heart and spirit, exploring who we once were. This intuitive healer studied under the guidance of wolves, learning from their wisdom to master a higher frequency for a new state of mind. Visit OneTrueSelf.com.
Have you lost a loved one and would desperately love a sign to prove that they are okay? Here's a tip for you. Be curious. Keep an open mind about everything. The proof will come from the most unlikely places. The messages promise to challenge your current beliefs and what you've been taught. Accept and appreciate all, no matter where they come from. I'm Angie Corbett-Kuyper. I would love for you to share your signs from beyond on my closed Facebook page, Beyond Grief.
To see your life from an angel's perspective, book a personal consultation with Claire Candy Huff, angelic walk-in angel Ariel at Angel Healing House. Candy provides intuitive counseling, Reiki, and angel readings in person in Los Angeles or nationally and internationally via phone or Skype. She will channel the practical tools you need to transform your life. Call now, 831-277-3716, or visit angelhealinghouse.com.
And I am a regular host on the Truth is Funny radio show on Transformation Talk Radio every third Wednesday of the month. This month, we've been speaking with Dr. Laura Stuve, having a really exciting, fun conversation about expanding the lens through which we see what's possible in the field of healthcare and health and wellness. Dr. Stuve shared her contact information before, which was, go ahead, you could share it again.
Laura at dnaintuitive.com. And the website is www.bodyintuitive.org.
Great. And you can reach me at my website, karenbetton.com, where if you have any questions about the show or Dr. Stuve, I can put you in contact, or you can email me at karen@karenbetton.com. So Dr. Stuve is going to gift us, being that we are merging into the holiday season, with a session that represents a beautiful immune boost as we head into this holiday season. So I'm going to turn it on over to her so we can all, this community, can receive this amazing gift.
All right. So I'm going to ask everyone just to relax, whether you're sitting, whether you're lying down, just shut your eyes a moment. Take a few deeper breaths. So just kind of notice any tension holding patterns in the shoulder, in your neck, in your back, any discomfort, kind of maneuver around so that you're more relaxed. And while you get relaxed and get centered, I just want to explain what I'm going to be doing. So how does one do a session from a distance in a science-based way? So Body Intuitive is a system of medical intuition, but it has a very serious science-based structure. So in front of me, I have a map of the mind and the body from an east-west perspective. And I do muscle testing or neuromuscular biofeedback on myself to access the priorities for everyone listening right now or everyone that's going to join us later. And the priority I got while we were at the break is at this time of year, everyone needs a little stress management, stress transmutation, because stress really drags down the immune system and we're going into the holidays, so it's our stress management immune boost session. Okay, so just one more deep breath, and I'm going to get started, and I'm going to narrate what I'm doing. So the first thing that we're going to do, the first top priority for everyone, is to use a set of three acupoints, and you're not going to find these points. I'm doing them remotely. To reset the endocrine system, which means global hormonal balance in the body. Stress hormones, melatonin so that we can get nice deep sleep, thyroid hormones, digestive hormones. At a big picture level, this is like a whole boost and integration balance for the hormonal systems of the body. So we're using some powerful acupoints that help restore us from things that have been depleting and that energize us and that get the internal secretion system, which is the word in Chinese medicine for hormones, get that moving. Okay, and so that's going to connect into a balance of the chemistry of the body. And we're going to go down into the microbiome, okay, because the way we get ready for colds and flus is that we balance the beneficial microbes. So we're going to go into the microbiome in the lungs, the respiratory microbiome, and we're going to dive into the small airways, the little branches of the trees, in anatomy speak, those are called bronchioles. And we have some frenemies there. Okay, so we're doing we're shifting them back into friendly, harmonious, contributing members of the ecosystem. They're going to tell us why they're upset. And there's a range of different things. You can plug in what is relevant to you. So the last three times you've had antibiotic exposure, some of which is from diet, some of which is from different types of foods. the top thing on your stress list. So you, again, you're going to fill in the blank and write down what that is for you. And then toxins from smoke. Okay, whether that's cigarette smoke, vaping smoke, industrial smoke, a range of different things. So this balancing the friends basically balances the immune system. We're going to do one other reset here, which is a detoxification reset for the lungs, kind of throat and whole kind of upper body. We're really going to get the lymphatics and toxins flushing out. Okay. And now we're going to, so we've been in the body. Now we're going to go to the mind, and we're going to do the emotional resolution technique on your top stressor over the past couple months. Okay. So here's where you sit down and you write what that is for you. And just write down the intensity of that on a scale of 1 to 10, with 10 the highest. Mm-hmm. Okay, and now I'm going to activate this whole treatment. Okay, I want everyone to take some nice deep breaths. And with every exhale, I want you to imagine just breathing out a layer of the worries or whatever is behind your stresses. Okay, I'm activating all these acupuncture points for you. All right, a few more really deep breaths, releasing out a layer of that stress. There's more to this emotional resolution technique that you would learn in a class or receive from an in-person session. And I'm just building that in remotely. Now I want you to take two more breaths. And with your inhale, imagine you're reclaiming your energy and your power that's gotten dispersed. Okay? Okay, dispersed from the stressor. All right, so deep inhale, reclaim your energy and power. And exhale out the stress. Another deep inhale and reclaim yourself from the depletion of this stressor. Okay, now just take a moment and tune back in to the intensity of your stressor. Kind of on that scale of 1 to 10, whatever you had it before, just what is it now? Just notice if there's been a change.
I'm going to say for me, just to put it in there, I'm going from like, I would say a 9 around the focus of my stress down to about a 3.
Great.
Which feels, it's powerful enough just to even allow yourself to take a moment to think about what major stressor might be in your life, come up with it on your own is quite powerful. And I don't know if the audience finds the same, but it shows up really fast. You're like, oh, that.
Yeah, it really pops in. And I got for everyone, it really came down quite significantly. Mm-hmm. And it will be coming down. This session will actually be moving out over the next like 3 or 4 days. It's going to be actively working during that time. So I'm really excited that I got to be here and share this work with you today. And I want to thank Karen again. And it was really wonderful to be with this audience.
Yeah, thank you, Dr. Stuve. Always such a pleasure to connect with you. Maybe this is going to be our yearly fall thing because we seem to be. I mean, we might need to do a spring one too, just to get everybody in on this. But it's always such a pleasure to connect with that beautiful audience out there. A big thank you to Dr. Stuve directly for taking the time out. I know you have so much going on, and we made it happen. We both showed up on this, which got, you know, one never knows if we can all meet in the same cyberspace at the same time and at work.
Yes.
Thank you to Zach very much. And to this beautiful Truth is Funny community. Colette will be back next week, Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific time. Bye for now. You can reach us if you have any questions, and we'll be posting the podcast for this within the day by tomorrow that we can spread out to everyone to share and their opportunity to boost their own immune systems as we head into the holiday season. Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you.
You've been listening to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan. Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The Truth Is Funny. Visit thetruthisfunny.com for more information. That's thetruthisfunny.com.